Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this hour on the show, breakdancing in the Olympics in 2024. It's Olympic Boogaloo 2. I am so excited, potentially. Also, later on in this hour, a tremendous Jack Del Rio, Blaine Gabbert, Jacksonville Jaguar story. One that could only be Jaguars and Blaine Gabbert centric. Plus, John Sterling calls a historic moment for the Bronx Bombers last night, and any time that we have an excuse to play John Sterling, and you know, Susan, we take that opportunity and run. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, once free agency starts on Sunday, the Rockets are planning to recruit Jimmy Butler to push the 76ers for a sign-and-trade deal that would allow Butler to join Harden and Chris Paul. The Rockets don't have the salary cap space to sign Jimmy Butler, so they'd need the threat of the Sixers losing him for nothing to motivate Philly into a trade. The Rockets would potentially need to make this a multi-team deal to make it work. The Sixers plan to be aggressive in signing Jimmy Butler, Wojnarowski writes, and they could blunt a Rockets push with the full five-year, $190 million offer at the start of free agency Sunday night. The Sixers could offer Butler a four-year, $146 million deal, too. If the Rockets got him, Houston would likely need to trade away two of these three: Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, or P.J. Tucker. Is this the right move by the Rockets? It's the right move, but it's enormously risky. Enormously risky. Here's what I mean. It's the right move because you are dead in the water right now with Harden and Chris Paul. Those two guys reportedly don't like one another, and you can't trade Chris Paul. Even if they love one another, even if you're singing Kumbaya together, even if these two guys are going out and getting two-for-one appetizers at TGI Fridays, even if there is no actual animosity between them, you can't move Chris Paul. So if you feel like you're not good enough to win the championship, and Daryl Morey can say, well, the Rockets should be the favorites, but they shouldn't be. The Jazz have already gotten better. The signing of Mike Conley. The Nuggets have two young players at their core that are younger than 25 years old. They have the potential to be better. The Portland Trail Blazers were the two seed this year in the Western Conference Finals. And that's a team that ultimately could be better than you as well. Now the Los Angeles Lakers have AD and LeBron James. And you have a Los Angeles Clippers team waiting in the weeds that could sign a top-tier free agent as well. If you are the Rockets and you want to deal with the West right now, and let's not forget there are still Russell Westbrook and Paul George in Oklahoma City. If you are a Rockets team and you want to be considered a favorite, how you're presently constituted right now is not enough. And sorry, the Blazers were the 3 seed. Denver was the 2. So how do you get better? Well, you can't trade Chris Paul. So how do you get better? Look, this would be a way to get better. Jimmy Butler would be a way to get better. So is it the right move? If you want to get better and compete, yeah. Like I said, I think that the Rockets have one of two moves left. One is something like this, where you have to trade away good pieces like Tucker or Capella or Gordon. Or you've got to surround this roster with pieces that are professional, that are veteran, that are hardworking, that are team-oriented, that have no ego, that are pulling in the same direction, because right now you don't have that. That you've got to make the locker room strong, because unfortunately, your head coach might be great offensively, but he's not good at getting in guys' faces. He's not great at bringing guys together into a community. He's a great offensive mind, but he is averse to confrontation. He's not a guy that's going to wring you by the neck and say, follow this way. So you got one of two plays here, and this is one of them. Trading for a guy like Jimmy Butler. Does it make you better? Yeah, it should. I mean, adding Jimmy Butler, who's an all-star, who is a guy that absolutely showed up when it mattered last year in the playoffs for the Sixers, a guy that's been around the block, is an effort guy that does the little things. Look, Harden can score, and Chris Paul can distribute, and Butler can do all the other dirty things, the dirty work. That's a combination that makes you better. It is enormously risky, though, because if there's already a threat of the locker room getting ripped apart, Jimmy Butler is an igniter. If things are ugly there, if things are bad, if guys are pulling in different directions, Jimmy Butler is unlikely to pull it together. He is more likely to help rip it apart. Because if everybody ain't happy, Jimmy ain't happy. Now, can Butler come in and provide some leadership? Can he provide some of the direction? Sure. Yes. But as we kind of said during the playoffs of the 76ers, Jimmy Butler was the adult in the room. That's why the coaching staff at Philadelphia, Brett Brown, was calling him James Butler. Because compared to Embiid and compared to Simmons and compared to other young players, Jimmy Butler was the adult. Now, the problem is the Rockets aren't a young team that needs an adult. The Rockets are a veteran team that needs stability and camaraderie and one direction. You know, Jimmy Butler shot his way out of 2 teams already. So he ain't the guy that's going to calm the waters. All right, everybody, let's just be patient. All right, everybody, I got the way to do it. All right, everybody, let's listen to each other's problems. No, that ain't going to be Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is going to punt a basketball across the practice facility if he's upset. Does Butler make the Rockets better? Yes. Is it an enormous, monster gamble? Hell yes. And oh, by the way, Capella, Gordon, and P.J. Tucker are all very valuable pieces for the Rockets. If they've got to trade 2 out of those 3, those are big losses for Houston. Really big losses. If I'm the Sixers, I don't let him leave. I give him the max. And I know that maybe you say, well, he's not Kevin Durant. He's not Kawhi Leonard. He's not Anthony Davis. Don't give him the super max. But to me, they should offer him the 5-year, $190 million deal and say, come on, Jimmy, you really going to leave this on the table? You're going to leave an extra year, an extra money on the table? Make it impossible for him to really leave, because Embiid and Simmons benefited from having a guy in the clutch in the playoffs that was not scared of the moment. And yeah, you might be worried about the mileage on his body as he gets up there in years. And you might be worried about his mentality once he gets all that money. But what are the Sixers right now if you take Butler off of that roster? I don't love it. Now, it would help if you end up getting Clint Capella and P.J. Tucker, or you end up getting Eric Gordon and Clint Capella, but if there's a multi-team deal, that might not be in the cards. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. You know, on Saturday, my wife threw for me the birthday party, 40th birthday party, and because the Bourbon Belle likes to make sure that I am kept in my place from an ego standpoint, so I never get too high on my horse, that I can never feel too good about myself, she said, we will throw a wonderful celebration for you, and we will invite all of your friends and family, and we will have it in a beautiful space, and we will have homemade delicious brownies baked. We'll have ice-cold Peroni. We will have delicious artisanal pizzas. We will have copious bottles of wine. It'll be everything that you ever wanted, DA, but we're also going to make fun of you ruthlessly because that's the balance in our relationship. So, Merez was hired, a hired gun to be one of the roasters in this. And I think it's only appropriate that we play Mraz's roast on the show this morning. Now, the Bourbon Belle got some roasting in. One of the cast of thousands that you've heard here on the show before, my friend Pens, Mark Pensner, got some roasting in. He's been a subject of a PGP. You had one of my high school buddies, Mike, get some roasting in. So I think what we'll do, Mraz, in a little over an hour from now, we will play your roast in its entirety and then play the best of the other roasters and ask the question, who was the MVP of the roast? Because when everybody walked out of that party, it wasn't the food, it wasn't the drink, it wasn't the company, it wasn't me that they talked about, it was how much you guys made fun of me.
Boy, did that feel good. That felt so good. It was almost like a monkey off your back roasting you.
It really must have been very therapeutic for you, things that you were holding in for 6.5 years.
Yeah, I've slept great the last 4 nights since,
nice.
Personally. It's really been a stress relief.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's like grabbing one of those squeezy balls in an office. Talking about you was grabbing a squeezy ball.
Are you sure it wasn't the 4 slices of pizza and innumerable beers?
All possible.
Okay.
Possible, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I drank Modelo's keg dry.
When we come back here on the show, how would you feel about breakdancing in the Olympics? I, for one, would love it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
We all had to take health. And Jim,
remember when you said...
Not Choir, not Adele. Josh Groban, not Adele.
You said that's for Vegas knockoffs. This whole thing started because you're a Vegas knockoff lounge karaoke.
I am the adult contemporary Hugh Freeze. Stop.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's an Ask the Pros question of the day. Kind of day today. So pick a question, any question, and send it to me. And on Twitter, at DA on CBS, and be listening later on to the show. When we'll answer that question, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Do that watch DA thing, like Hemsky and Tucson said of the PGP this week, by simply going to your phone or your tablet, perhaps your laptop or your PC, or even your smart TV, any device, anytime, watchda.com. Personally, I am thrilled at this breaking news. Literally, it's news on breaking. Breakdancing moving one step closer to the 2024 Olympics. B-boys and B-girls, rejoice, as the AP writes. The Olympics may soon be ready to get down. The IOC voted yesterday in favor of a proposal that could bring breaking, or breakdancing, to the 2024 Summer Games in Paris. The Paris 2024 president said, quote, "I am delighted with the session's vote in favor of our proposal to include breaking, sport climbing, skateboarding, and surfing on the Paris 2024 Olympic Game program. Breakdancing, joined by climbing or bouldering, emerged as events a year ago at the Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires. But now, they could be on the big stage. Can we hear the music in full? And here comes Japan. Oh, there's a windmill. And Japan might take the lead. France is next up. Look at the head spins for France. My, oh, my. Argentina's next. Oh, my goodness. Argentina's worm is fantastic. And now we've got a new leader on the breakdancing board. It's time for the U.S. And look at those baby spins, followed by a jackhammer into a windmill. Oh, the U.S. is in the lead, and the U.S. wins gold at the 2024 Olympics in breakdancing. Electric boogaloo at the Olympics. I'm telling you this right now, and this is news to the wise, a word to the wise for my current employer, CBS Sports Radio, or future employers in 2024, you are crazy if you don't think I'm spending hours every morning on the breakdancing competition at the Paris Olympics. Crazy. I mean, what else do we have to talk about? That's like going to be July or August probably. So, come on. NBA free agency when LeBron James's kid is finally signed. Okay? Now we've got something to talk about. You can't really break down track and field too much, swimming too much. Nobody knows anything about any of these freestyle swims, backstrokes, Missy Franklin. Nobody knows anything about it. But you can break down breakdancing because we've all seen bad breakdancing at bars, at clubs, and we've seen good breakdancing if you're a fan of Beat Street, Breakin', or other 80s hip-hop movies. I'm sorry, Mraz, I am all in on this. Some people might think it's crazy. To me, the Olympics is capturing not only the youth of the world, but also my youth.
Yeah, but the problem, big problem here, is it's not a sport.
Oh, it is.
It's not a sport.
Have
it's
you ever seen competitive breakdancing?
No, I've seen really lousy breakdancing, but it's not a sport. The Olympics have become a complete farce if they go down this road. People will watch because it's entertaining, but this belongs on, like, one of these shows, like, you know, America's Got Talent or something like that. That's what this is for. It's not for the Olympics.
A second.
Have a breakdancing tournament. Call it August Madness. Do not put it in the Olympics. Have some couth.
You don't watch the Olympics anyway.
Are you kidding me? I watch the Olympics more than any of you guys.
Oh, you watch the Olympics more than
yes.
all of us.
I love the swimming. Winter, don't get me started.
You love the swimming?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, name one.
Michael Phelps.
Okay, I said name one swimmer, I was going to say, other than Michael Phelps.
Missy Franklin.
I just said Missy Franklin.
Ryan Lochte.
Okay, he was an international embarrassment.
Patrick Gizzard.
That's not a guy.
How do you know you weren't watching?
That's not a guy. You love swimming. You can't name anybody besides the people I named and Ryan Lochte.
But I can remember them in the moment. In the moment.
Uh-huh, so you love swimming.
Well, yeah. And
who else?
Water polo.
You love water polo.
Yes.
Who won gold?
Poland.
Poland won gold in water polo.
Where do you think they got the polo from? From Poland.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Invented there.
Yeah. I'm sure that's where Poland Spring water's from.
Point
as well.
Is, we see. It probably is.
It's not. It's from Maine.
Then why not call it Maine Spring? That would be stupid. Anyway, you want to see sports there. Like curling, we finally caught on, but that, again, is more of a sport.
That's not a sport. It's shoveling a little piece of frozen brick, stone down ice. That's a sport?
Is shuffleboard not a sport? It's the same thing.
To me, breakdancing is as much of a sport as shuffleboard.
Why though? Well, how is it a sport? You can't even properly grade it. It's all the dunk contest isn't a sport.
Well, wait a second.
There's no legitimate winner or loser.
Breakdancing is a cooler version of synchronized swimming.
Synchronized swimming's stupid, too.
It's in the Olympics. It's always been.
But at least we're already in the pool. The pool's open. Let's come up with some pool activities while we're at the Olympics.
So now, as long as we're
breakdancing in the pool.
Synchronized swimming is breakdancing, but just way more lame.
Where are you going to do this? Where are they going to move the big moose things out of the gymnastics set and say, okay, it's breakdancing time?
The moose things?
You know those things that you sit on.
The handlebars?
No, not the handlebars. It's like, what? It's almost like a horse saddle.
The
pummel horse.
Oh, it's called a horse. Okay.
No, it's called a pummel horse.
Called a pummel horse. And it's not.
You called it a moose.
I was close. It was an animal with four legs. The point is, like, where are we even doing the breakdance? We're going to create a break. We need the funds to create a breakdancing arena now?
The funds? It's the Olympics. There have billions of dollars in Coca-Cola and McDonald's money.
The point is, there's a million different ways to do breakdancing.
And where are we going to host this? You can just have it at the gymnastics facility or anywhere. It's breakdancing.
How stupid is that? How stupid?
Well, how different?
It's ruining. Like, think about all these people that worked hard at a true sport to get to the Olympics. And now they got to have the guy with chains hanging around his neck and one of those goofy hats go, hey, here I am, represent my country.
Who says that the guys
breakdancing in Brazil?
Who says the people breakdancing have to have chains and a goofy hat? What, you think everybody looks like Flava Flav?
It's like a night at the Roxbury. Like, that's who the breakdancers are. There's nobody out there who's not at a club who's a good breakdancer. Where else are they doing this? At home?
So wait a second.
With a Snapchat filter on?
So Olympic.
How are you training for this?
You're dancing against one another. It's no different than any other competitive judged dance or competition like this.
They should all be out except for figure skating. Well, it's stupid. Yeah, I want a winner or a loser. These are the Olympic Games. That's not a game.
Ice dancing is breakdancing on ice.
But you're on skates. You know the ability that takes? So, I could get out there and breakdance. Maybe not great. But
yeah,
now,
you think?
Like who's going to determine who should go represent the USA in breakdancing? There's probably a million people Lily Flanagan's on a Friday night who could compete. It's a sport where you're going to sign our kids up for Little League breakdancing?
How do you think anything being judged is decided on a team? How do you think the gymnastics team, the U.S. gymnastics teams have decided? It's all judged. So you get the best breakdancers.
And what are you wearing now? Are we wearing the breakaway pants or are we wearing leotards?
So what? So what about snowboarding? You think
that's a sport!
But you're saying that they're dressed properly. I mean, what was this about what their costume is?
I'm just saying, like, the whole thing is ridiculous. Like, breakdancing is something you do when you have too much to drink and you get out on the dance floor and you just want to have some fun.
That's what you do is the white rerun.
No, well, look, my point is that's not something you do for sport. That's not a sport. And the Olympics now become a complete farce by allowing this. Is poker going to become a sport now, too? Huh? Why don't we just have poker in there?
I don't understand. There's plenty of athletic ability.
Karaoke singing. That's what's going to be next.
Breakdancing and dancing, in general, takes athleticism. That's why.
No, it doesn't. Everybody's fat uncle at a wedding gets out there, can bust a groove, and do the boogie. I mean, come on.
Do the boogie.
And a boogie, oogie, oogie, till you just can't boogie no more.
You would break a sweat breakdancing, and you would.
I've sweated at weddings, sure. So now, So anything that involves breaking a sweat now is deserving of Olympic sport.
How is?
You know what? Let's go shovel. Let's see who the best shoveler is.
Well, that's curling.
No, that's not.
Yes,
curling,
it is.
You're not actually digging, you're sweeping.
Okay, so sweeping is different than shoveling.
Yeah. You know what? How about everybody, let's go put up a fence next week. The best putting up of a fence wins a gold medal because you're sweating doing that. That's apparently the criteria now for an Olympic sport.
To me,
breakdancing
is synchronized swimming, is ice dancing, and is gymnastics.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's a judged competition.
No, it's what you do to impress a girl to take her home.
I don't understand how this is any different. Do you think this is less of a sport than the biathlon where you're on skis with a gun?
Sure. Look, it may not be my sport, but in Montana, there's probably biathlon tournaments all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
The skis and the guns and all that.
I would just go ahead and say this. There are slightly more people that could break dance than there are people that are practicing biathlon.
You're right, D.A. That's exactly my point. That's why there should be no criteria for a sport, because everybody can go out and break dance. You got to do your flips, your worms. We do that to have fun.
Your flips and your worms.
And by the way, who classifies as the judge of this? Who is it? We're going to gather the best DJs through the world and go, all right, I give that one a 10. Like, come on. It's not like there's these leagues. Have you ever seen, we do the CBS Sports Network reads. We've seen them cover every sport. Have you ever once read a read? Join us as the best breakdancers.
No, but I would totally watch it. I wouldn't watch most of the things on CBS Sports Network except breakdancing.
Look, you would watch breakdance, but again, leave that for an America's Got Talent or a Big Brother or one of these shows that somebody pumps out.
Big Brother?
I was trying to give CBS a pop for one of their programs.
Yeah, CSI breakdancing.
Right. Yeah. You don't need it in the Olympics. It's just so stupid. It's just really. So now you're telling me we're going to send LeBron, Carmelo, and everybody go play basketball, and they got to walk with the flag in that opening parade next to some idiot who was at an Irish bar 2 weeks earlier step dancing.
What makes you think that that's where you're getting the breakdancing people
listen,
from?
I agree with him at face value. I don't understand why breakdancing would be an Olympic sport, but his argument is now making me mad because it's making me have an actual argument with him. Because he doesn't know what breakdancing is.
Correct.
It's not
Do
just
you
a guy.
Know what breakdancing is?
Yeah. I know what it is because, and I don't want it to be in the Olympics, but it's not just a dude breaking a sweat at a bar. It's not just dancing. Talk about it as like anyone can do it. Anyone can play basketball. We can't play basketball in the NBA.
Wait a second.
You're going to throw a piece of cardboard down, start spinning around your head and do an actual breakdance?
I'm not saying it's not impressive. I see the people in Times Square banging on the garbage cans breakdancing all the time. Those guys are now suddenly going to win gold medals? Are you kidding me? Because why? Because they were good in front of a bubblegum shrimp?
It's competitive. You can break dance. There's dance battles. There's rap battles. There's dance battles. The guys are going against one another. Women are going against one another.
Again, leave that for a separate television show. I have no problem with it. So now rap battles are going to be an Olympic sport?
But you don't watch probably 80% of the Olympics. There's no way at 3 a.m. you're watching CNBC for some godforsaken event that you don't care about. You would watch breakdancing.
That's the problem. They're going to end up putting breakdancing as like the primetime event. And then I'm sitting there going, why am I... Now I'm watching something I could be watching as a separate television
show. Okay,
so
then go watch CNBC or go watch USA. There's every event ever on. You can watch whatever you want.
Yes, but now we're going to take away from real athletes having their chance in prime time to have some idiot get out there and do the worm from Japan. I mean, come on.
I like how this just gets boiled down to some idiot at Lily Flanagan's doing the worm.
Doing the Macarena.
They're slightly more talented than that. It's like your only perspective is what happens within 5 miles of the house you grew up in. Oh, breakdancing is the fat guys at that bar on Saturday night down the street. No, that's not the world.
Well, we're going to find out now, obviously.
Yes,
because,
we are.
You know, I guess we're going to see who the best breakdancer is in Italy. I'm sure that won't have any gel in his hair that day.
Is that racist?
So now if he has gel in his hair, you're not going to watch a great athlete.
No, I'm just saying.
Like you're not going to watch.
You're not an athlete. You're a guy who dances.
Well, what about Team Italy playing in the World Cup? You don't watch them if they have gel in their hair?
No, you know what I mean.
What are these guys? I mean, at my local park in Babylon, there's guys running around with a soccer ball, too. What, are they going to make the Olympic team? Like, that's your comparison.
No, because that's a sport. Soccer's a sport. It takes real athletic ability. Breakdancing is just like something you happen to be better than the next guy at. So stupid.
Again, he's daring you to like get someone who can do this to come in here and do it in his face, mm-hmm. and then have him try and do it, mm-hmm. look like a buffoon, mm-hmm. and then be, oh, okay, now I get it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly where this is going.
No, I know I'm not a great breakdancer. I'm not pretending I am.
Think you're a breakdancer. No. You think we're all breakdancers.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like the lucky four of us are going to stumble into the Olympics.
I'm telling you, you will find a greater pool of people, I guess athletes, that could breakdance than any of these other sports. Show me the great biathlon guy around here. I can't. I could probably pick 5 people out of here who could do a decent breakdance.
Right. So then breakdancing should be in the Olympics.
No, it shouldn't because it's not a sport. It's a made-for-TV show.
Well, frankly, I would love to see your breakdancing. I would really, really love to see your electric boogaloo, your worm, your...
You've seen me at weddings?
I haven't ever seen you breakdance.
All right. So now... Next time we're at a big event together, I'll get out there. I'll shuffle my feet.
No, you're doing this like on Thursday.
It is summer. I mean, the Summer Olympics are doing the equivalent of what I do when I produce this show over the summer. All right, let's find something.
Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, on the great breakdancing debate in the Olympics. DA on CBS. When we come back, your best audio of the day, including our favorite voice of the Yankees, John Sterling, on an iconic Yankees moment, the pitch, and soundcheck next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
Do you hate me?
No.
It's almost like I can't help myself but purposely tick people off. I'm a sick person. A lot of people will hate me. Look, Minnesota, beautiful town. Great bars, great breweries, sticky people.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And this weekend, two huge matchups highlight a second week of Big Three action, along with full coverage of the PGA Tour at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Motown. It all happens on CBS.
CBS is spectacular, yeah!
Thanks so much for being with us on a fine Wednesday, everybody. DA here with you every single day, 9 until noon Eastern Time, 6 until 9 Pacific. And you could always watch us and listen to us on demand, specifically listen to us in podcast form. Just search DA on wherever it is that you download podcasts, and you should be able to find us. That includes iTunes, radio.com, and other places. Podcasts are available. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS, as we have the great breakdancing of the Olympic debate. I believe it should be an Olympic event, and when it is in 2024, you bet your ass that I'm going to talk about it on the show ad nauseum, break it down. Right now, it's being proposed, and it looks like the IOC is into it. They want youthful competitions. They want new eyeballs, a younger audience to watch the Olympics instead of the same old 65-year-olds that sit on the couch and watch the same old Olympics and really don't add anything to what the IOC is trying to grow. I'm not saying the IOC is any great shakes, but it's why they're snowboarding.
I love the nightlife, and I like to boogie.
Kaz and Wisco tweets, DA, I agree with you. Breakdancing and dancing in general takes more athleticism than some Olympic sports. Hashtag, huh, valid point.
Oh, valid point.
And a boogie, oogie, oogie, till you just can't boogie no more.
Eric in Vegas tweets, my only problem with breaking being an Olympic game is that it's not 1984. Also, what is the official cardboard size? They don't need cardboard. You could just have a slick surface. And I would agree, perhaps it's a little past the peak of popularity of breakdancing in the mid-80s. But hey, better late than never.
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
Daniel tweets, next on our Olympic coverage, the juggling competition. Aaron tweets, Mraz is cracking me up. I totally agree with him. Breakdancing in the Olympics is a joke. Get it out. Hashtag garbage.
Now that's outrageous.
Justin tweets, I would like to officially nominate Robbie Rosenhaus for Olympic karaoke. I would too. He would be the Michael Phelps of our generation in karaoke.
Robbie holding the flag right next to LeBron.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
Robbie would take the gold in sitcom theme songs, in 50s lounge singers, in 90s alternative rock. He would take gold in multiple events. He would be our Mark Spitz, our Michael Phelps, our Usain Bolt of karaoke in the Olympics.
There's a bar in far Bombay.
Robbie doing this would be the scene in Forrest Gump where suddenly he's a kick returner for Alabama.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Ignatius tweets, since Mraz thinks any fat old uncle can breakdance, you must now have him do a breakdance competition against Huge Freeze. Make it happen, DA. Would you accept that in lieu of a joust?
Sure, I'd breakdance versus Huge. We put the cardboard right out in Manhattan. You could film it right in the street in front. I'll do it.
Despacito.
Luis and Palmdale, holy crap, DA. You just called Mraz a white rerun. Epic pull.
Meow, 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 meow,
You know, we actually could do a very good remake because I could play Raj with the big black rim glasses, the studious one. Mraz could be white rerun. Maybe Bilotti, you could be Shirley. Matthew tweets, breakdancing is no different than ballroom dancing. Exactly. Thank you. It is synchronized swimming. It is ballroom dancing. It is the dance part of figure skating. It's the same deal. It's just not on skates or not in the water. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Aaron is next up in Abilene, Texas. A 98.1 there. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, D.A. Happy late birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Listen, a couple things real quick. If those people that dance around with the sticks and the streamers can compete, I don't see why not.
Agreed.
And I think the only thing Robbie would do with that gold medal was peel it back and try to take a bite of that chocolate. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
He wins the silver, thinks it's a peppermint patty.
This isn't mint.
Kill him with the, kill him with the, kill him with the head side. Kill him with the no.
Dave is next up. He's in Boise, listening to 93.1 ticket. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. I couldn't agree with Mraz anymore, if that's even possible. And, yeah, there are sports, like the guy was saying, the streamers and the hula hoops and everything. But that doesn't mean we should start bringing in breakdancing and all these other. And I'm thinking it's judo. They've actually dropped a viable sport, and then they're going to bring in breakdancing. Anyway, I can't believe it.
I would say don't drop anything to bring it in, but why not? More events, more interesting, spice it up a little bit. None of us watch more than 20% of the Olympics anyway. You know you would watch the breakdancing competition. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, all of you Patriots out there, we would be very good as America. The U.S. team of breakdancing would be very good. We've got roots in breaking, electric boogaloo, the worm, Beach Street. We've got the roots of it, baby. We would be good.
And a boogie, oogie, oogie, till you just can't boogie no more.
USA, USA. It could be like the Miracle on Ice, but the Miracle on Cardboard. Brian's next up in Boise as well on 93.1. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, hey, D.A., how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. Hey, you know, I like Mraz as much as the next guy, which is, you know, to say just, you know, not that much. But I got to say, when I'm listening to him talk about breakdancing not being a sport, what's he going to do when he realizes that they're going to add esports to the Olympics and give gold medals to people that video game breakdance?
Well, yeah, look, let's not even go there because Mraz hates e-gamers.
Bunch of losers. Go outside, dribble a ball.
But one day, we're going to have Dance Dance Revolution as an Olympic sport. And it's going to be virtual breakdancing. So
right.
You might as well allow real people to breakdance.
So instead of building a real Olympic stadium, we're just going to plop a Dave and Buster's right there where the torch gets lit.
It doesn't have to be a Dave and Buster's. There are thousands of people that show up for these e-competitions. Thousands. Tens of thousands.
Everybody get pizza after the medal ceremony, too?
And tickets. And
you can great.
Go get your bouncy
you know
balls.
What?
And
ski ball. I'll be a gold medalist. Let's put ski ball in there now, too.
I don't want to do the full sound check, but can we just play John Sterling here dry? Because I promise this. John Sterling on the call last night as the Yankees set the all-time record for most home runs in consecutive games.
Swung on and into the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. And that sets the record. DJ LeMahieu. The 28th straight game in which a Yankee has homered to set a new Major League record. David John makes long gone. He homers to left. and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
David John makes long gone?
Yeah.
I don't understand the grammar behind that one.
I don't either.
Makes long gone?
Why wouldn't he just say is long gone?
David John makes long gone?
I'm not even sure that's DJ LeMahieu's name.
Swung on, there it goes again. Oh, my goodness.
The voice of the Yankees, and you know, Susan, I will not be talking actual proper spelling and grammar here tonight on the broadcast. I'm just going to be stringing together a lot of nouns and verbs, and let's see what works.
David John makes long gone.
Makes long gone? What is he?
Sounds like he's trying to potty train him.
Makes long gone? What? David John, love you long time.
David John makes long gone.
The 16 candles? Makes long gone?
David John in the tree, long gone.
What? When we come back, can the Celtics land Kemba?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.